salt was something, you see, in the beginning, Ruth, you know, we started off with salt because it was something that most people couldn't do wrong. You follow?
Yes.
Okay. And question number three.
Okay. I recently met a shaman, an American Indian shaman, who had been using crystals without... He wasn't in on what's happening with crystals and the explosion of information at the moment. And he described where, in handing a crystal to an individual, it was perfectly clear to start with. It then clouded up in the presence of the other individual. When it was given back to him, it completely cleared again, which was an indication of some negativity there. In terms of negativity or perhaps changes that crystals can undergo, one thing I'm a little concerned about right now is the amount of information that is out there available to people about the uses of crystals, which I believe is a technology and not a mystical science, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little concern about the misuse of what can be done, for example, with power and energy rods and things like that, that are becoming extremely popular.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to go into different books and different authors and people tonight, Ruth, but there are some books out there which are definitely very, very aggressive in the way they use crystals. And I don't believe in that. I'm just interested in the changes that I can create within myself and the people around me that are balancing changes. I certainly would say that through the study, I have realized that there are a lot of potentially negative techniques that people can learn, and I can only hope that people keep away from them on their own. That's an individual thing. There is certainly a belief that Atlantis was destroyed because of a misuse of their power, and crystals were part of it. For those people who believe in Atlantis, that's a very valuable possibility. It's a very valid possibility. All I can say is there's a lot of misinformation out on crystals because it's a new field. It's a relatively new field. Most people are writing the same material over, and we have two strange things happening. One is we have a lot of people writing books because they've either read a book or taken a class and figure, I can rephrase that and put a book out. The other are people who channel information. Now, I am very much impressed with many channels. I've worked with mediums quite a bit. But the thing is that these people will channel information and write a book and never try the technique to see if it works. And that, I think, is a great injustice to the public who want technique. That's why I've put out the cassettes, which are crystal techniques. That's why I'm working on my book, which will be an encyclopedia of techniques. And this gives me a great opportunity to mention something else. To my mind, almost all the crystal techniques work. There's a lot of discrepancy between one group saying their techniques are better than another. I feel all techniques work. However, I also feel that certain techniques work better than others because they're either based on scientific or metaphysical principles, which have been tried and true over and over again. And those are the ones that I'm trying to gather together for this encyclopedia. And when I finally put the encyclopedia out in whatever way it appears, I will then open it up to anyone who wants to send us a technique that we can perhaps try and then put in if we get some level of result. But that's what we're trying to do with crystal awareness, and particularly with Heidi Ho Enterprises, is get techniques that work.
Does that help you, Ruth?
Yes. Could I sneak one other thing in?
Make it quick.
Okay. Charging crystals. I've done some very creative things. We had an electrical storm a few weeks ago. You can bet your bottom dollar my crystal was out there in it.
Oh, marvelous.
But what about the changes that crystals do undergo in terms of clearing or losing their cloudiness and things like that? What's going on?
The cloudiness is actually moisture, which is trapped inside the crystal. And as you hold the crystal and work with it, mostly that moisture will go away. You know, you mentioned something else before, though, when you were talking about negativity. We had a man come into our classes in the very beginning, and this man had a small problem. Every time he picked up a clear crystal, he turned it jet black. And I actually had him do it half a dozen times for me because I had trouble believing that that wasn't sleight of hand. But he literally turned the crystal black.
He had a black heart.
A black heart. Well, as we worked with it, he slowed down, and eventually he didn't turn them black anymore. But I've seen that happen, too. There are a lot of things that happen in the crystal world that I understand and can explain. And I think one of the things that keeps my interest in the crystal world is how things will occasionally crop up that I don't understand at all.
Well, Ho, why wouldn't a crystal want to stay with a person?
Oh, it may, that could be an individual thing. It could just be that the crystal itself has other plans for itself. It could be that for one reason or another, it doesn't feel that it's in tune or in harmony with the person.
I understand. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Good
Bye-bye.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
She's into her crystals.
She is.
Certainly is. Jim, you're on.
Here I am. Thank you. I wanted to ask the Ho if he experienced it. Many people, one person could hold a crystal, and it would bring on an effect. Another person would hold the same crystal, bring on a different effect. And maybe one of the people that would change the aura in, and another person that would change it to almost totally different color.
Oh, yeah. There's, because everyone is a different individual, and everybody has different balances within them, different people will get different effects. And that's why, for example, when I was giving out the colors before, I said, this is a thumbnail sketch, because there are individual changes, and we have to take that into account, too. That's why we always have our students, we say to them, look, this is what we've experienced and found out, but please experiment and let us know what you come up with.
Yeah. Well, it's something I'd like to share with you. I'm a reflexologist. I've had people hold various things, like in one hand, and I'd be working on both feet, or working on an opposite foot, or foot on the opposite hand, and they'd feel a tremendous surge in energy by holding the crystal and switching it. And I've had them hold the crystal, and I'd hold their feet or hands, or work on the feet or hands, and then take their tongue and move from one side of the mouth to the other. And they'd feel a different surge in energy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Not specifically the way you're doing it. I've heard of little things that come close, but not quite the way you're doing it. But I can appreciate that that would happen.
Well, you see, I'm one of the Golden Voyage fans. And I've used Golden Voyage and crystals, working tapes,
mm-hmm.
Working with people. And I've also done some experiments in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Noticing, and I don't have a cluster.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a lot of energy in my house, our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that carrots, after you break the top off of them, will still grow little sprouts in the refrigerator.
That's interesting. We have definitely seen that the crystal water helps plants and things. But you mentioned something else that's interesting, which is crystalline sound. I've attached crystals to all my speaker wires because I have a large sound system and a lot of tapes and records. And we have noticed that certain types of music, especially loud rock music, causes a stress on the body, which is weakening. And we've done some tests and found that when you put the crystals on the wire, it doesn't change the sound perhaps noticeably, but the amount of stress on the body is reduced. So we've done that. And I had another experience, which I'll share with you because it's a silly one. I went to a concert recently, which was a rock group, and I brought my crystals to hold because I knew I was going there and I really wanted to feel all the energies. And they almost had to take me out in a stretcher. Because my whole body started falling apart. And it wasn't until we got home and we got talking about it that we realized what had happened. I was on the side of the stage, and only the second or third row, where the bass player was, and the bass player in this group plays a bass that is two octaves below any other bass that's being used. And it was the amplification of this bass sound rumble, and the crystals I was holding were starting to stress the body tremendously, and bing, bang, bong, everything went.
Well, then, they were magnified in that?
Yeah, they were. So they definitely will magnify. You know, sound has a tremendous effect on the body. It can be tremendously healing. I think a couple of nights ago, I was seeing a news report somewhere where they were doing sound massage. They had people lying on the floor, and they were playing different instruments and things over them and causing a change in the body with sound.
Dr. Peter Guy Manners has been doing that for a long, long time.
Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah, I've listened to him and talked to him many times. But anyway,
and
I've seen them take tuning forks and do that over the body, and the resonance from the tuning fork would, but I know it'd be interesting to try that with a tuning fork and crystals.
Yeah, see how that would work.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, does that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you for sharing that with us. It's Open Mind. I have Ho with me tonight. We're talking crystals. Talking now to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Bill, hi. Leaving crystals, and we heard a statement about an hour or so ago, and we're charging your crystal. One way was put into the sunlight, which seemed very logical.
Mm-hmm.
The other way it says revoked, and one of the statements was Christ. So, do not believe in Christ, Christ is not the Messiah, but it's a man, how could, quote, a man just by asking his name put energy into a crystal?
Good question.
Well, we're working our way to Sunday, so I'll put on my reverend robes for a minute and put it to you this way. I also agree that Jesus was a man. There's no question that he existed. But what we're talking about here is we're not talking about the babe in the manger or the man that was nailed to the cross. We are talking about Christ consciousness. The premise is that Jesus went out and he studied and he purified and he meditated and he achieved Christ consciousness the same way Buddha did or the same way that Confucius did or any of the other great religious thinkers. Now, we're not telling you that you have to say it that way. You could say, I invoke the light of the love within, or I invoke the light of the God or goddess within. But the word Christ has power, and it's measurable power. And if you end up coming to the Sportsman's Lodge for any of the lectures, I can actually show you the difference when you use one word and when you use another. Words have power, and the word Christ has power. And it works whether you are a Christian, a Buddhist, a Jew, or even an atheist.
I remember when Dale was here and gave that before. They had tried with all different kinds of words in there. Basically, perhaps for the same feeling that you are expressing there, Mike, but they come back to this one because that's the one that works.
See, I would demonstrate that for you now. The problem is if I do it, no one can see it over the radio. So if you come to the Sportsman's Lodge and ask, because what I'm going to do is I'll demonstrate how the water works. I'll talk some about wearing crystals. We'll do some other demonstrations. But I'm predominantly there to answer questions, and I will just take as many questions as we can get in the time that's allotted. And it's a free lecture, so please feel free to come on down. Again, I don't want to take much more time to talk about it, but that number is 818-761-0945, and they'll tell you where we are and what we're doing, and it's going to be a lot of crystals, a lot of photographs, and a lot of fun.
Does that help you, Mike?
Yeah, what city is the Sportsman's Lodge going to be in?
That's in Studio City. That's the Sportsman's Lodge for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is at 12825 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City.
And what time is the lecture?
The lectures are at 2 and 7:30 on Sunday and Monday. The crystal sales are 11 in the morning to 11 at night. And on Tuesday, crystal sales 11 to 11 with a lecture at 7:30 on releasing emotional blocks. That lecture is $10. The others are free.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you aboard. And we have Laura here.
Yes. The gentleman that was before me asked some of the questions that I wanted. I understand that the free lectures are at Sportsman's Lodge. I know where that is because I live in Encino. And the lectures are at 7:30 p.m.?
2 o'clock p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
2 and 7:30
right.
This Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday?
That's correct.
Okay. In any particular room?
It's called the Green Room. I think it's called the Green Room. It's a new room they've just built, but they'll know at the Sportsman's Lodge and direct you to the right area.
Okay, then I have one other question. That'll help me how to sleep.
No, well, we may talk about that a little. What you're talking about is the Crystal Healing Workshop.
Oh.
Now, let me just mention that because I haven't. The Crystal Healing Workshop is a two-day workshop which is going to be held at the Sportsman's Lodge on August 23rd and 24th. It goes from 10 to 6 p.m. with an hour and a half for lunch. And it's $125 at the door, or we have a Bill Jenkins special, which means if you come in and bring Bill Jenkins with you, only a joke, just a joke. If you come in and mention Bill Jenkins, you have to pre-register for it, but it's $100. And it's a two-day workshop, full workshop with a certificate, and you get some four-color healing crystals as our gift, and we'll talk about everything from balancing the physical body to working with the emotions and mental bodies. And just there's so much in that workshop that...
That would be Tuesday.
And no, that's going to be next Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that's right, August 23rd.
Right, Tuesday is the releasing emotional blocks. The best thing is to call that number and get the information, and they'll take the time to tell you everything in detail.
They have a question for Ho now, Laura?
Okay, yes, I have this one question about jade. Somebody had mentioned jade, and I have a hand-carved statue of a Mexican god that was given to me as a gift many years ago. It's in Mexican jade. Does it mean anything or does it do anything?
Well, it depends what kind of god you've got there.
The different
gods do different things. If it's a fertility god, for example, it will do something different than if it's a clown god. I was told today that Mexicans have clown gods, which I knew nothing about, and I wanted to know because I have only 15 years background in comedy. So I thought I should know about the clown god. But all joking aside, jade is a very nice stone. It's not really... It looks like a cousin of quartz. And because of its color, again, you see, if you're not sure, What a stone will do, you can always go by its color. Now, the green color works on the physical body, and it's also good for things like money. Ever wonder why our money is green, at least on one side? Now you know. So it's good for those kind of things, but it's a little different from quartz.
Now, what if I brought it down to the lecture?
You mean to show it to me?
Right.
Well, I'd definitely like to have a look at it.
Okay, great.
All right, Laura?
Okay, thanks an awful lot.
Okay.
All right, Laura. You're on Open Mind tonight with Ho. We're talking about crystals on Talk Radio 79 KABC. Interested in a high-performance tire? Well, check out Michelin's new Sports XGT in four-day tire stores. Michelin Sports XGT is a low-profile tire designed for responsive steering, aggressive tread design, special tread compound enhances traction on wet surfaces. But you shouldn't just go anywhere for your XGT. Four-day tire stores probably sell more high-performance tires than any other dealer in the United States. So they understand the needs of the high-performance customer, like special care for custom wheels. Four-day tire stores don't use power wrenches on custom wheels. They hand-torque them. Many four-day tire stores also feature new European-type tire changers that remove and mount tires without ever touching the outside of the wheel. The new Sports XGT from Michelin. For high-performance cars at four-day tire stores, 17 new Southern California locations at the former Target Tire Center buildings. The wait is short. All these new stores, so you'll be in and out in a hurry. Call your directory assistants for the closest location, four-day and Michelin, because so much is riding on your tires.
Let's make a call from my 70-year-old phone.
Okay.
Now, follow me.
Where are we going?
Into the handset.
Wow, it's complicated in here.
Come on.
Where to?
Out. Into the airwaves.
Into thin air?
No, no. There's a whole system out here.
What kind of system?
The Bactel system. You can't see it, but it connects cellular phones to the rest of the world.
What's that ringing?
Well, that's us. We're here.
Where?
Bactel.
We're calling on a Bactel authorized agent.
Yes, sir. Our latest...
Look at all these cellular phones.
Bactel authorized agents have the largest selection anywhere.
Gee.
With professional installation.
All this with one phone call.
That's why they call Bactel the one source for cellular.
Yeah.
Now follow me.
Where to?
It's time to call home.
For the authorized agent nearest you, call Bactel, the one source for cellular, at 1-800-222-3772. That's 1-800-222-3772. 222-3772, a Pacific Telesis company. KBC time, 6 minutes away from midnight. Time for maybe, we'll try to get a couple of quick questions in here. Rowena?
Rowena.
Rowena, how are you?
I'm fine. I was told that I have a male crystal and a female crystal. I was told that the male was clear and the female was a little cloudy.
Well, that's typical.
Is that... Oh, thank you.
If you liked his joke, wait till you hear mine.
What's
yours? Well, how do you know you've got a male or female crystal unless you looked? That'll take a moment to
answer that, Rowena.
You see, Rowena, the thing is, we get into a lot of things here. We get into male and female crystals. We get into left and right-handed crystals because people are writing books and saying, well, you shouldn't hold a female crystal in your male hand, or you shouldn't hold a left-hand crystal in the right hand. Now let's get real here for a moment. The crystals are working no matter which hand you hold them in.
Right.
For a left and right hand crystal, let's forget male and female for a second, but for left or right hand crystal, unless you know how to tell the difference by sight, and I can't think of more than three people who do, the only way you're going to know is to take it under some microscope and look at it. And you don't have that kind of technology to rely on, do you?
Well, not really, but of the two crystals, one is more cloudy than the other.
Cloudiness does not have anything to do with whether they're male, female, left or right hand. All it means is one is...
As a male and a female crystal.
I don't know about male and female. It's definitely left and right hand.
Well,
but
I was told if I was going to meditate with one in one hand and one in the other. Would it matter if I changed them around?
It only matters, Rowena, it only matters if it matters to you. If you change them around and find you can't work with them, change around, change them back. The key here is if you don't have the equipment to double-check these things and be sure, you go with what feels right. And as long as it works for you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I was wearing one around my neck, and it was pointing downwards, and I was told that would drain me.
Yes, drain you of your energy, and that is, again, To my mind, and it's an opinion because I know where you got that from, to my mind, that's a lot of nonsense.
Okay.
All the people that we know wear crystals wear them point down. And what we can show is when you wear them point down, it sends more energy to the lower energy centers. When you wear them point up, more energy to the upper energy centers. What that means in English is if you wear it point up, it's going to the upper energy centers. It's good for meditation. It's good for spiritual work. It's good for trance work. When you wear it point down, it's a grounder. It brings you into the here and now. Quite frankly, I hope the person that's driving home on the freeway next to me is wearing his crystal point down.
Right. Okay. In terms of, I was also told that you don't really have to program a crystal, that they just have the powers and it's whatever you're thinking.
You don't have to program one. You can program it if you want to do something with it, but it's not necessary to, no.
And how long do you have to put it in salt water? Let's say, if I use it in my teaching with my students.
If you do the salt water technique, 7 days. Okay. Or you can put it into sea salt for 7 days.
But, I mean, then I couldn't use it every day, really.
Not for the 7 days you got it in there, no. That's why we suggest this other technique with the light invocation.
Okay, Rowena, did that help you?
Can you just repeat that, the light invocation?
Make it
I invoke the light of the Christ within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide.
Okay.
And if you call 818-761-0945, they'll be able to give that to you again.
Great. Thanks a lot.
And we're invoking the closing theme. We've got to go. Ho, thank you so much for filling us in on the crystals tonight.
Thank you, Bill. Your listeners are sensational.
We'll be with John Bedini next week after baseball, then Paul Shepard on the UFO experience in South America. Tony Robbins will be on a couple of weeks from now. We'll do fire walking for you. So we've got a lot of things planned. See you next week.
KABC Talk.